Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
To 90-10 Vikings fans, we need to hear how you reacted when the Vikings won on this improbable play. No time remaining as Case Keenum finds Stephon Diggs, who is somehow not tackled.
It's a 61-yard touchdown as the Vikings finally flip the script on postseason heartbreak. It's also the only fourth quarter walk-off touchdown in NFL playoff history. Vikings 24, 29, Saints 24, 515-282-9010. Let's sound off.
Four years ago, Fred Hoiberg said, "I think social media is going to be the end of us." Hoiberg said that after purported Hawkeye fans attacked Zach McCabe on Twitter when McCabe airballed a big shot at Wisconsin. McCabe clapped back. He wrote, "Fans suck," and worse. McCabe deleted the post and apologized. Fran McCaffrey then ordered his players off Twitter. Social media has only grown more toxic. This past week, Iowa State women's basketball coordinator of player development, Adam Ernest, sent direct messages to a high school player at Ernest's alma mater, Clarion Goldfield Dowells. Ernest appeared upset that Rhett Darlin's new single-game scoring record only counted games post-consolidation. It's baffling to get upset about something so trivial, but to put it in writing, then send it to a high school senior, along with belittling words like lying, disgrace, and fraud, that's next-level inappropriate. After Ernest's bad judgment went public, Ernest apologized to Darlin and his family, but the damage was done, trust lost. Bill Fenley and others think highly of Ernest. Fenley did not want to lose Ernest, but the guy responsible for player development can't have a lapse this egregious. Fenley accepted Ernest's resignation. There are many lessons. Private messages don't necessarily stay private. Don't respond with emotion. Take a deep breath before pressing send. Your employer and potential future employers will track your history. If you don't want something seen, do not put it on the internet. As you email, tweet, text, Snapchat, Instagram, or Facebook, assume everyone will see it and that it won't go away ever. Many of us have been baited into social media fights. It never makes you feel better and always leaves you regretful. I still occasionally respond when what I need is ignore. Positive social media makes our lives better. Negative costs us self-esteem, if not our job, unless you're the president.
Keith Murphy is... Well, the Big Four are finally off the schneid. No more winless teams, basketball teams, I should say, in conference play. To be honest, it was getting a little embarrassing, right? I mean, we Iowans take pride in everything, not just sports. Finally, on January 13th, all Big Four teams have a conference win. Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI were a combined 0-14 to start the week. That's almost Cleveland Browns level bad. But the streaks are over. We can all sleep at night. The one team that wasn't part of the win the streak is the team everyone thought would struggle, Drake. Bulldogs are alone atop the MBC, 5-1. The same team that lost to Iowa by 26 is rolling in the Missouri Valley. Give head coach Nico Medved credit. He's taken full advantage of a down conference and is getting max effort out of his guys. The Cyclones are the best team in Iowa, but they play in the toughest conference in the country. Freshman phenom Lindell Wigginton is the catalyst. When he's on, like he was against Baylor and Kansas, Iowa State can play with anyone. When he's off, there's a good chance an L is coming. The Hawkeyes rallied from 20 down to beat Illinois. Yes, I know the Illini are the worst team in the Big Ten, but hey, you gotta start somewhere. Luka Garza is a budding star inside. I love the emotion he plays with. Jordan Bohannon may not be an elite-level point guard, but the kid can play. 29 points on the road is legit. And many people forget, this is the second straight year you and I has started MBC Play 0-5. I'm not used to that out of Ben Jacobs and coach teams. Panthers will have to win the Missouri Valley Tournament to find a spot in the big dance.
We go down to live calls. Let's get it started with Dallas and Urbandale on the Vikings' improbable win. I did not see it coming. I'm not a Vikings fan, and I was yelling. Dallas, what was your reaction?
You know, I was hiding in the kitchen. I know it sounds weird, but I was in the kitchen, and the snow was starting to come down. And I was like, well, here it goes again. And then I heard the TV, and they're going nuts, and I walked in, and I walked around my apartment with my hands up, just going unbelievable. Then I was afraid there was going to be a flag. No flag, and I couldn't believe it.
I think we're going to see reactions all over the country. Thank you, Dallas. Peter and Clive, your reaction to Diggs with a 61-yard touchdown on an out pattern.
I just, I was speechless, and I almost still am. I just remember when he caught that ball yelling, get out of bounds, get out of bounds. I'd isolated myself in my bedroom because I didn't want to put my wife and kids through this kind of stuff. We've been there before. I remember the 09 NFC Championship game, and I was on my hands and knees. And it just never ends like this for the Vikings. And, you know, they're going to have a tough game against Philadelphia, and the Patriots are firing on all cylinders again. But I just got to enjoy this moment. It's been a long time for the Vikings to have a playoff win like that. And, it was something special.
Yeah, and you got to see Drew Brees, a future first ballot Hall of Famer, at his best. Man, that 4th-and-10 throw he made to set them up in field goal range, as a Vikings fan, I'm sure Peter felt like, here we go again.
Do you at all feel bad for the Saints' safety that missed that tackle on Diggs? Because it's almost like
he'll never get over it.
He got there a little early, I feel like. When you watch it in slow-mo, it's like he got there a little early, tried to duck out of the way and not hit him before the ball gets there, because then it's interference.
Yep.
So it was so bang-bang, but I kind of feel bad for him because, man, this is the game. And I think he's a rookie, too. I think it's a rookie. See, he, like, ducks out of the way not to get interfered with, and then he's gone.
And I watched this game, and the Saints had several interference penalties in this game.
Yeah.
I think they started to get, or at least he did, got a little
almost gun shy trying to hit him.
That.
Yeah.
Hey, it's time for lookalikes with a local connection. More calls coming up later on the show. We'll switch to some basketball too. Tiny ref judges. Deborah Purcell says Ed Wilson's profile looks like the Crazy Horse Memorial in the Black Hills. Love it. Tiny ref.
That's really specific right there. That is really specific.
That is an eye. For lookalikes. Cindy Webb of Zeering says Iowa State basketball player Lindell Wigginton, coming off a 30-point game, looks like actor Cleo Thomas. We just know him as Zero in the movie Holes. Tiny ref.
You, it's me. That's a line for a jilted lover, not for the most powerful sports entity on the planet, but it's one that the NFL probably would like to hear right now. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
On Twitter, it's at SoundOff13. Logan writes, about Iowa State, just want to see continuous improvement. The win-loss record isn't going to be great in the tough Big 12, but want to see the freshmen improve and bring in the high recruiting class next year. Hashtag trust the process.
In basketball, too.
It's
trust the process. Iowa Hot Guy writes, no change in expectations for Iowa. They will win a couple more. No postseason with losing record. Iowa State looks like they can get to 500 in the Big 12 and sneak into the NCAA tournament.
It is time for What's Bugging Andy. John, it's time for What's Bugging Andy.
What? Sorry, wasn't paying attention.
Time, let's roll it.
My bad.
The ratings are in for the 2017 NFL regular season. As you probably heard, they ain't good. Down a collective 9% since last year. Now, there is no shortage of explanations for the decline, and there is a line of people ready to tell you that it is due to one specific thing. But while I am sure that each one of those explanations has some merit and each one of those people makes some sense, I'm here to tell you right now that none of them tell the whole story, because none of them tell mine. I am watching less NFL football than I have ever watched in my life. And it is because I can't focus. When I was a kid, there were three NFL games on per week, total. There was a college basketball game or two, and maybe one from the NBA, and that was it, period. ESPN then, they showed sumo wrestling and World's Strongest Man competitions, and that was it, period. If you were a sports fan, you knew exactly what you could see, and you consumed every single bite, and then it was gone. There was no more. It was like dinner at Boy Scout camp. Even if it totally sucked, you gobbled it up. These days, I can see every single game of every team I care about and nearly everyone I don't. My attention span is like the Mediacom cable cord going into an apartment building. It is spliced off in a million different directions. And it gets a whole lot worse. I mean, every movie, TV show, radio podcast, newscast, concert, and funny video of fat men on pogo sticks is right there for me to watch on YouTube, Prime, Netflix, DVD, Vue, Hulu, wherever. I can't decide. I can't even remember what we were talking about. Oh yeah, the NFL, right. I still love the NFL. But there are plenty of other things that I like to watch too. And if my 90-pound weakling of an attention span gets bumped off course for even a moment by a Twitter alert or an ad for a clearance sale on Facebook, I am toast. How can I watch as much NFL as I used to when I now spend more time trying to decide what to watch on Netflix than I do actually watching the program that I eventually choose to watch? HBO ratings are down. Yeah, no kidding. The Sopranos premiere once had 22 million viewers. Now, those viewers have 22 million other things to watch at that time. I feel like I need to apologize to the NFL. Look, I'm sorry. It's not you. It's me. It's this world. I'm distracted. You see? I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Live calls next, and remembering Chris Street and who's in your five. That is next on Sound Off. Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. James writes, after the passing of the great Keith Jackson, it was always a must-see game when he announced it. Like all great announcers, he never got in the way of the game. That is the second great we lost in a short period of time.
Frank writes, after Iowa State's win over Baylor, much-needed win, not only for conference standings, but a confidence factor. Great team effort today. Let's keep it going.
Who's in your five? On the 25th anniversary of Chris Street's death, which rocked and devastated people in Iowa and beyond, five memorable photos. There are so many, but here are five. Number five, the cover of the new book, Emotion in Motion by Rick Brown.
I think we see that photo the most out of all of them.
We're going to see it again here, too. Yeah, number four, Fred Hoiberg switches to number 40 at Iowa State in memory of his friend. Great gesture. Number three, just a nice photo of the players fans loved for living his quote, if you give 100% all the time, somehow things will work out in the end. Number two, devastated. Iowa City Press headline, the day after Street's death, mid-season, Iowa postponed its next two games. And, of course, the now iconic photo of Street and Tom Davis from Bill Niebergall. That's coming up Saturday. The Hawks will host a Chris Street remembrance game.
They take on Purdue Saturday, and they're having everybody basically come back for that game. It's going to be a huge
event. It's going to be a big deal. Yeah. Let's hear from Les in Ames on Cyclone basketball. Iowa State picks up that conference win after a couple of close calls. And Les, that must make you happy.
Oh, you already know, guys. First of all, can I just give a quick shout out to Viking Nation? That was some fun stuff to see. Another quick shout out to the women's basketball as well for taking a big 12 win today. But guys, it's crazy in Hilton. John, I saw you there a couple weeks ago. It's just absolutely incredible. Lindell Wigginton, 30 points as a freshman, Are you kidding me?
He was great. Unless you really, you could tell that the students are back. It was a big difference.
They needed them back.
It really makes a difference in that place. It was loud.
Absolutely. Nick Wyler-Babb doing his thing, 10 assists. Solomon Young contributing. Cameron Lard, guys, it was just fun stuff. Watch out for this team. Seriously, I heard somebody say that they might make a run for the tournament, so just watch out, guys.
Thank you, Les. Appreciate it.
The thing I've always said about Iowa State, I think they're getting better and better. The thing they run into is the Big 12 is so good.
Loaded.
Because you look at this upcoming schedule, how many games is Iowa State going to be favored in?
Well, other teams are looking at Iowa State as their chance at a win.
Exactly. And Iowa State's, it's a good team that's getting better. And Wigginton, man, he's a star.
He's great. Up next, more calls, plus John and I face off about toilet paper.
What?
You can email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. For us 50-year-olds and older, we remember when Iowa basketball was considered a Rolls-Royce basketball program. The Hawkeyes had four McDonald's All-Americans on their roster in 1987. Time to fire Fran, fire Barda, and hire an athletic director who won't go on the cheap when it comes to hiring a coach. No more mid-major coaches, hire a name coach, and players will come. That is from Scott.
You know what they should do? Hire Coach K. Right? Don't go on the cheap, hire him. Pull him away from Duke.
If Popovich isn't available.
All right, time to bounce around some more topics. We call it face-off. Keith, in early December, two Forest City radio broadcasters were fired for making racist comments about Latino Eagle Grove players during a streamed broadcast. This week, the teams met again, and before the game, players, coaches, and cheerleaders from both teams stood together for the national anthem. It's a good reminder there are still many good people in the world.
And good people in both those communities. The original story got so much warranted coverage, and the kid standing as one deserves attention too. Well done.
Viking fans are used to pulling out the old nut cups for postseason football. Are they changed forever now?
Not yet, but that last second touchdown sure helps. The Vikings have been on the receiving end of so many painful kicks to the stones. Euphoria was long overdue. And think of a Vikings fan who doubles as a Cyclone fan, like Chris Williams. He's considering not wearing a cup.
It's a bold move. Lifetime Fitness says no more polarizing cable channels on the monitors while people work out. Good call.
In the current climate of civility, probably, but it's ridiculous we even have to consider this. Then again, I know people who are no longer friends over political Facebook posts.
The William Penn Grandview basketball game gives us one of the great traditions in college sports. After the Statesmen score their first basket, the crowd unleashes hundreds of rolls of toilet paper onto the floor. Great scene, and I can't believe how quickly they pick it all up.
Yeah, like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
The toilet paper game, it is a blast and well worth the technical foul. We need more traditions like this one. It's harder than ever to get students to games. This helped.
Loved it. Loved it.
Over under. Iowa sports traditions, overrated. Kinnick Stadium's pink locker room for visitors. I've been mildly amused by it in the past, but it's run its course.
Ah, come on. It's unique. Think pink. Underrated, the toilet paper game.
Yeah.
We just explained why. Look at that photo.
It is awesome. Yeah, that is so cool. Michael Admire did a great job. I think he brought eight cameras with him. John, have you ever brought eight cameras to a game?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, maybe work harder. That'd be great. Oh, hey.
Yeah, 1 minute.
Okay. Get in shape? New Year's resolution of the tiny ref, I think, was to drop about 20 pounds.
And he's getting in shape now.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. All right, let's get to Dodger Denny in Fort Dodge. If I know Dodger Denny, I know he's talking Cyclone basketball.
Absolutely, guys. Hi. That was a whale of a game. But they're going to have to get ready now for the next game. When they play them down there, because they're tough. I mean, it was a good game, but it was tough, and they're going to get a lesson the next time.
Well,
thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Dodger Denny. The thing we're reminded in this game, John, is that this team, well, it's supposed to be a rebuilding year, probably a year away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when Lindell Wigginton is as good as he can be and as good as he was Saturday,
yeah,
they can win games. But they have to have him playing at that level.
I said he's the catalyst. You hate to say a freshman has to be the catalyst, but he scored 27 at Kansas, almost won that game. Scores 30 against Baylor. They win this game. Donovan Jackson, I think he was 1 for 10. Wigginton, even though he's a freshman, you need him playing well.
Yeah, he plays like that in those two overtime losses. They don't even get to overtime.
Yeah, they win those games.
Yeah, Iowa State wins those games. Stat conference, though. That'll do it for us. We are back next week. We hope you are, too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. This young Timberwolves fan also reacted to what Paul Allen calls the Minneapolis miracle. Good night.
Already been treated to Minnesota sports history. Playoff wins don't get better than that for that young lady and this Minnesota. Already been treated to Minnesota sports history.